1983.
Hello, this is me. 55 years on the air. And I got a little something, a note about Facebook. Like my page on Facebook, somebody says. So let's see. We've got 8 million people on Facebook. I'm trying to get it up to 20, for various good reasons. Actually, political, because that's my... I can't tell you which... who to vote for, but I can talk about politics and the dangers that lurk behind everywhere you look. It's never been as bad. I've seen it coming many, many years ago. One reason why I left my boat. Yes, so I had a boat in front of my house. That didn't make me rich. It made me rich that I ever want to sell the same house I bought for 40, 50 grand. I had it paid off in, well, God knows how long. It was it was about 40 years it took me to pay it off. But never mind, it's still down there, and I'm still up here because I saw things were coming 50 years ago. 50 years ago, I saw things coming. But in those days, 55 years or 60 years ago, it was just beginning to, your country was beginning to crumble, and I didn't have enough people. I couldn't reach enough people. And it's just a long story how I got to be here and now on Facebook. And please like my page on Facebook. Thank you very much. And again, those of you who are familiar with me and are gracious, thank you very much. But the percentage is very small of all the people that listen to me, the millions of people, millions. On Facebook we have, which is the extension of what I'm doing on the radio, and I will be doing a video radio program on Facebook, please God. But where am I going with this? I was talking about, you know, people supporting this program. And I have, a beautiful picture of a veteran. You know, his hands on his head, as, you know, he cannot deal with what is there. And I know how it's done. And I think so many millions of people know that I can be of service. But I don't have enough money to do that. And on top of that, your country is collapsing. So there's less noble people to appeal. Do you think that ignoble people, people who snuff glue and I don't know how to describe people without virtue, they come in all kinds of strange sizes and appearances and sicknesses and diseases, but I know that one is on the left and the other one is on the right, and the left is all wrong and the right doesn't know what right is yet, but it gives it a shot. And if we don't know, we have lost our mooring, which we have, and I saw that coming, but I didn't have enough stations to stop it. But I got 8 million people now in the last, wow. You know, something happened to our network, and I cried a little bit, I can tell you, just a little bit, not much, because now I'm on Facebook with 8 million people. But the thing is, we have this picture that will, you know, make your heart cry just a little bit. And because there's no one there when you're, you know, but nobody there to ask for some money, support the veterans, which we do to the degree that we have the money to do so, is tremendous amounts of money to stay on the air. And believe it or not, yes, you know, even on Facebook we spend money there too. But we haven't got a whole lot. But I know that people tend to give money to the wrong sources. And I've watched it. And we'll talk about that a little bit before I get into what my whole program is all about today. All right, we'll be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, I was talking about donations and the lack of it to the foundation, and how people give money like water to the worst. Not always, of course, but there's something about the human race, if you can call it human anymore. I came to a country that was human, and I watched it disappear, slowly disappear, and I was yelling out loud. But I only had a few stations. I had to pay for those stations until we developed my son built, and I also built a network and sold it, and you heard that story the other night, and then that it became large enough for me to reach people, and so it was. But there's something about the new world that was different from the world I knew about America. I didn't have to ask, please support my program. I really didn't have to, but every now and then I would say it. It would come just the same. Now, I've got 8 million people listening to, watching videos and sharing with them life-saving information, life-saving, with great expenses involved with it. But I see it coming. I see civil war coming. It's not going to work. If it doesn't matter which one wins, it's not going to be good. But there's a way to stop it. And so I need money to support what I'm doing. 8 million people, we've passed that already. I need 20, 30 million people. I can stop this. It's not me. When I say I, it sounds terrible. But it is coming through yours truly. I was born to do what I'm doing now as an old geezer. Yes, 88 years old. And I'm sitting, what can I say to these people? What can I say to you? I've got 8 million people on Facebook. I thought, wow, we'll get lots of support for the soldiers. I spend a lot of money for that. But I can only, you know, there's millions and millions and millions of veterans and families. I want to give them CDs. I want to get to them somewhere, somehow. My discovery of how to overcome post-traumatic stress disorder and all the sicknesses up to that. It adds up to 95% of all the diseases on Earth. And because I'm gentle, and because, you know, so some of you may not think I'm gentle, but because you get angry at listening to me because I say things that you don't want to hear, and therefore you resent me for hearing it, but we'll talk about the danger of that later in a few minutes, because otherwise I just run off the page. But it is, I understand that, well, I tell you where I got it today. It is one of my producers up in Canada. He was saying, if you yell and nag and do a program and, you know, the kinds of programs that people, you know, phone in, and Johnny gave $500 and Mary gave a nickel, whatever it is, when you put it on that way, there's a pressure. There's a pressure on giving. There's an art to getting you to support a worthy cause, even if it isn't worthy. Worthy or unworthy, pressure seems to do it. I do not like to ask for money. It used to come with hardly me saying anything at all about that. You know, just a time or two. But today, people are not the same as they were. They're not Americans anymore. I know they're Americans, but the percentage of real Americans, noble people, to what's on the left, and sometimes on the right, excuse me, but because right is not always right. But right now, it's clear that people have given themselves to the devil, in a manner of speaking. And I want to discuss this with you. And the number, if you'd like to call Roy Masters, that's me, if you want some help, by the way, let me just go far back when I first started, 1960. I would go back and forward, like 120 miles a day, because, you know, we didn't have all that technology yet. But I went from Ventura to Los Angeles and back. And I buy a few stations. I buy, you know, you pay money to the station and it puts your radio station on. So I ended up with six. Now that's six, those six stations, four of them I'm still on. I'm still paying for that. And the rest of the others, I'm paying for the in different ways. I have about 150 stations going. And this program appears at times I don't set, in the middle of the night. Some places you can actually hear me at the time I'm actually doing the radio program. It's Monday through Friday. Let's see, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. West Coast time. That's it. Weekdays. But what I'm trying to get at, and I'm not getting at it too quickly enough, because I've got a lot of things to say. And you need to call me 800-866-8883 if you have a problem, or if you have a disagreement, or you want to criticize me in some way. I'm happy to have that. Thank you very much. It makes for good conversation. And it brings the best out of me. And it brings the worst out of you to be the best, if you don't mind what I'm saying. Because the worst in you that actually makes you sick and ill, and you don't know what that worst is, and we'll discuss that. But I see that if you nag and push and groan and watch the and in church you've got a basket and it comes down and everybody puts a little bit in and everybody doesn't know what to do there, everybody feels it awkward, and the little basket comes closer and closer, and boom, you put some money in. Whew, and then you cover it up because you didn't have much. But the point is, it's stress that makes you give. And if you are angry enough or loud enough or pushy enough, you will volunteer to give money to a dog, a cat, whatever. There's a tendency to cause you to be gracious and generous. Now, I have got 8 million people, and in the first few weeks, there's now 8,000 people looking at the web, Facebook, with a soldier, a nice-looking young man, but struggling, his hands in his head, hands to his head, and pained, and they look at it, and they click, and they read, and the percentage is 0.1%. See, what is that? Maybe I should pass a basket around and put pressure. Don't you see what this old geezer is doing? I spent my whole life, well, that's a bit braggadocious. I would say I spent my life 57 is when I began to share what I discovered in the Institute of Hypnosis, Montrose Boulevard, Houston, Texas. And the minute I started, the press was on me. I had discovered something and had been doing this work on Montrose Boulevard in Houston, Texas, for almost 3 years, when the medical society and everybody else and what's on the left, you know, saw me help, became conscious of it, and all hell break loose. It was front page. And so this is a long story. But I was helping people. Now, fast forward. I bought, first of all, before we go fast forward, I've got the six stations, or I've got four left, which I'm still paying. The others, well, it's another story. There's still a tremendous amount of money involved with trying to reach you. And it just goes away, but I'm reaching you, but you're not giving your heart to me. There are people that do it, otherwise I wouldn't be able to be on radio. But it doesn't grow. And it's difficult enough with Obama. He doesn't want to help the veterans. I do. And I have the means to cure them so they don't have to die. They don't have to die, and people who have post-traumatic stress disorder or all kinds of agonies and pains from what leads to killing yourself or killing somebody else, which is getting rather, you know, obvious by now. The number of people killing themselves is growing and growing because the pain of the world around, which is no longer America. And there's enough of us, but there's not enough knowledge. There's not enough of... There's something about war. Whatever kind of war is, there's something about that has to overcome the overcomer. In the animal life, even the plant life, it has to find a way to overcome, to survive, to adapt. And that principle on a higher scale is required by every person who dares to call himself or herself an American. And I've been on the radio now for 55 years plus, 3 years and 3 months in learning, discovering, and putting to practice the knowledge I have to save lives en masse. And there seems to be, as I'm speaking to you now, like nobody's there. There's millions of you listen to me. Millions. I keep telling you I don't like to. Every now and then, we see a shortage here on this side. Every now and then, I would mention it. I think the people that give, they do. God bless them. I see the same name over and over and over again. Every now and then, a new one. But see, also I got new problems. You know, more. Well, I want to grow. I can't just sit here. But I am 88 years old. I know how to stop a war. Churchill could have stopped a war had he had the opportunity, but it was denied him. I'm not going to go into the details of it. It was an unnecessary war. Sad. One half million, it's 150 million people died, executed, killed, and God knows how many different ways. Horror, starvation, torture. It's here, and it's now. And this is not the America I came to. You have changed completely, and there are forces behind this that I know how to, excuse the word, hold yourself. Here it comes. Kill. No. Whoops. I don't mean kill physically. Kill the spirit of that person. Kill the spirit of those who want to kill your spirit. And that's what I do on radio. You see, I have given my number out. I've been on radio since 1961. Exactly. And I have not been defeated. And you can go back in time, and you go on the web, and you can see me as a young man and as a middle-aged old man, and then an old man, and then I disappear. But before I disappear, I want to make the enemy of this country disappear. And it's psychological warfare, but it's deeper than psychological warfare, much deeper. But it's also simple. I can teach you in 10 minutes. Now, is there somebody listening? And this has been listening for a long time. Can tell me not so? Is there any challenges to what I'm saying? That post-traumatic stress disorder is rooted in the same emotional stream as what causes every disease on earth, 95%, except the other 5%, you really need a doctor. And then faith doesn't really cure that. But you really, if you had faith, I suppose, all the way, but you don't have faith all the way to deal with those really dangerous diseases. Fatal diseases, all kinds of sicknesses. Poisonous snake is what it poisons you, and you poison yourself because there's a snake is always nearby. He's called what they call them. I have lots of words for them, but they are dope dealers. That's right, and you're a drug addict, and you live on the feeling that you're better. That's the whole the feeling that you're better is actually making you worse. See, so if you take away the psychological or the psycho illogical aspect, you hear I said that psycho illogical means your logic is not pure. So if you smoke or drink and do all the vices that you can talk about, and have all the diseases that come under the the umbrella of 95% of all illnesses. You pick one. Cancer's one, you see, and eating too much produces, you know, enough symptoms, hundreds of symptoms. You lose your legs, you die from heart attack, just from eating. You're driven to eat because it makes you feel good, see? And so you look for that which makes you feel good, and even if it is good, if you eat too much of it or do too much of what is good, it ain't good anymore. It becomes addiction. But the point is, you think of the hunger growing as love. Oh, is that really, really good? Oh, it's getting really better. No, and you're getting actually worse because you need more of the bully. You need more of the dope pusher because you're a dope pushover. The whole country is full of derelicts, drug addictions, sex addictions. I don't know. It never was like this. There was always a smattering of that. Look at your country. It's falling apart. Civil war's coming. I'm telling you, I know how. I have a gift I want to share with you. 800-86-88-83. Oh, well, I haven't had anybody say, what the hell is he talking about? What is this mystery he's speaking about? Well, I'm waiting for you to call. I'd like to have a conversation with you. But you disagree with me because you sense in me that I have sense, and that sense in me is juxtaposed against what the nonsense in you. All right. So we'll take our first call. It's seen it on the screen come up. There it is. And it's Diane. Oh, let me see. We've got how many minutes before the 1 minute? Okay, so ask Diane to, is it Diane or Dane? Diane, okay. So ask this lady to wait for me and I will be right back with her. And I want to give you the address. Please help me to help veterans. That's what I want to help. I also want to learn how to have the opportunity to prevent the possibility of post-traumatic stress disorder to the infantry and to those who are joining the army to, you know, potentially give their lives for our country, which is very noble. But, the country isn't worth it much anymore the way you are. They will go out and die for you while you're playing whoopee with some tart, excuse the expression. I don't mean to be rude. I'm not used to using the sort of rude language. So let me just give you the number, 800-866-8883. And if you would like to donate to my work, please, if you have been helped. I have people who have been helping me for 20, 30 years. And there it is, but it gets smaller and smaller as I get bigger and bigger and more well-known. That's your money you're spending on the wrong thing. Give a little bit to me in exchange for me helping you to overcome the overcomer.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Well, I've made my pitch for support. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. It's Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. And then the office number is 877-3227. 800-877-3227. And my website is fhu.com, Foundation of Human Understanding. Now, we're going to take some calls, and calls help me express myself in a way that I cannot really just blabber into the microphone with. Yes, I can sit here for two hours and say some very interesting things, but not so interesting whereby a person says, but what do you mean by that? And that gives me an opportunity to, oh, I see, my wife. Would you do me a favor and call us, see if everything's all right over there? Would you call, please, quickly? She's, I have a reason to ask that question. All right. Can you just hold on and play a little music? I better go inside there. Okay, thank you very much. Hold it, just play a little bit of music.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I had, a suspicion that something had happened to my wife. I had to rush out. And, that beeping is part of what had to be done. All right. We're going to go to Diane now in San Diego. I'm sorry about this little breakage in the middle of the program. Diane, are you there?
Yes. Good evening, Mr. Roy Masters.
Good evening.
I've been a listener for you on the radio, listening to you for close to, if I'm 60, maybe going back 30 years ago. And my main topic question in my brain is, how do I hear you on the radio here in the San Diego County area? Before, well, it was a whiz. Now I don't know how to work. I need a hint at least, and then pick it up for me.
Well, I'll hear the music. I'll be just hold a second. We'll be back with you in just a minute when the music finishes, because we have to make a break. It's something we have to do. Don't go away.
Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, I'm speaking to Diane. Now, Diane, I appreciate the fact that you listened to me for 30 years. Has it done you any good?
Yes, Mr. Roy Masters. Otherwise, I would not be with you on my cell phone. But my next step is urgently try to inform me how I can find you on the radio.
Okay. I tell you what. When I finish our discussion together, I want you to hold the line. Producer, are you listening to this? Okay. So would you just make sure that this lady has several ways of getting a hold of the program so she can listen to it live.
Yes, sir.
And but just quickly, if you go to my website, FHU.com, can you remember that the Foundation of Human Understanding and FHU, that means Foundation of Human Understanding, FHU Understanding.com. FHU.com. That's all. Three letters and .com. And then you can go to my website. I've noticed that there's something wrong with the website, and it's being fixed. It has to do with the meditation not being prominently out there. All right, now. So, now, the problems of talking to people, is that satisfying you, or is there something more personal?
No, nothing very personal, just the fact that I carry some sort of a stigma socially. And
oh, that's an interesting word. Yes, what is a stigma?
A stigma is like a brand on me ever since a little girl. So I can feel it around me. Everything hurts me and such, not only health-wise, but mentally. And I sometimes when I say something, it's like I didn't say anything, but I did say something outstanding. I don't know how to say it.
Keep trying.
That's the way it seems like to me, and it's very bothersome. For instance, say the setting, girls and me cleaning up something, and I'll give them a little hint. I don't know. I have to be more aware of where I'm coming from, you know, the tone of voice and the weather.
Diane, listen. I'm not getting anywhere with you. Are you saying that you don't feel secure as a person? And what is a few words? Just give me a few words. What does it feel like? And when you're speaking about talking to people and being around people, so just tell me what it feels like. This is the thing you are discussing. What you are doing is trying to explain what I will be able to explain to you, hopefully. So you're telling me the problem, and then you're also sort of showing me how you are fixing yourself, and then you come up with nothing. So
yes,
now, hold it.
It's crummy, very crummy.
What's
the way they put me down with the female doggy name in my face, and I say, respect your elders. I try quietly, and then I end up shouting.
Well, are you talking about, you have a family?
They ask me family, ahorita, no. I have to get organized, my surroundings, and then la familia. So I leave something like a character witness, what I'm like. Otherwise, the family will take me away in a sanitarium and lock me up. In the past, I was threatened with drugs.
Well, it does not seem...
What I saw in
here
was real.
No, Diane, you'll take up the whole program. And you let me speak and answer my questions. There's nobody right now here ready to speak to me, so why not let me share with you what I know? You've given me enough information, but what I'm saying to you is that I've really never helped you.
Yes, you have.
No, I wouldn't be alive. Yes, but...
The words that I utter... They're not adjusted is the thing. They're not adjusted.
All right. Let me ask you a question. What did you do? What did you do in the beginning, up to now, that gave you the chance to be alive where you wouldn't be alive otherwise? What were you doing to cause that to happen? What I want to hear how far you've got in the meditation exercise, or whether you've slipped away. I just want to know, how soon did you start getting better with your problem? What was your problem to begin with?
Well, you know, it would be, from what I see now, it would be nice if you would be real and say, well, Diane, have you considered going to school, an exercise gym, actively,
wait a minute.
To be more real in this world, Roy Masters.
But why do you have to, if I say to you, go to school, okay, you want me to say that to you. You should go to school and make yourself something. Do you have to have someone to tell you to do that? Are you kidding me?
Well,
what do you mean? What do you mean by this?
Maybe take some and give some everything.
I don't know. Young lady, I can't help you. You're moaning and groaning. And you just like you haven't got anywhere. No, I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. I tell you what. Would you let this lady sit quietly for a while on the radio, and so on? Maybe take her back a little while, but I can't get to first base here. You see, and this is not an easy person to talk to. My wife. Just coming around after 64 years. Yeah, but that's my wife. I can't be bothered with people who listen to me for 64 years. But sometimes it takes 64 years for people to grasp, oh my God, you know, I never saw that. Because that's what my wife said just the other day. I've been asleep all these years. I said, yes, you have. You go, it's easy to hypnotize you, but it's hard to wake you up from the other guy. So you set me up to fail. Unconsciously, this is what my wife used to do. Just recently, she would in a very sweet way, is very loving. But then, if you correct her in something, then she gets upset and gets upset because you tell her something that she's doing wrong or silly or foolish. And then she feels like you're accusing her rather than explaining. See, my way of doing things is not to get a person to make him feel stupid, but just to see the stupidity of it. And there's a way of doing that that most people understand, but many people don't. So that when you correct them, it's like accusing them. And then they get angry. And pretty soon, if you're not careful, you'll get angry. And then pretty soon, you're fighting each other. And so on and so forth. And so, I can't have, at this minute, a sensible discussion with this lady. Okay, so now. Does it not seem strange, ladies and gentlemen, in spite of a millennia of history, we have never seemed to pinpoint the cause of human suffering? It's multiplying and multiplying. And in other words, Rome, 400 years up, 400 years down. America, 100 years up. 120 years up and 120 years down. But it looks like up because we got so much. But we don't know how to deal with our character. Does not know how to deal with not hard work. You know, I don't know if I can say this very well, but we have too much. Even people don't have much have too much. And then the people that have little, they gripe. So the more you have, the more you want. And the more you fail to get, the harder you want it, but then you can't get it. And either one of it wanting more and more and more and not being satisfied, and then trying to get more and more and more and getting worse, is worse both ways. It is. There's got to be something that isn't you to guide you. Now, there's two isn't yous. See, there are two of this word I'm using. There's the will of the world, willful, and the will that created the world. And he is willful. And he could be, because he made the world. But the point that he's not being willful, he's giving us this opportunity between one will or the other. There's only two kinds of will. Let's put names to it. Beelzebub and God. And this is a struggle. We are in the middle of those two. And if we are a flower, or we're a monkey, or we're a squirrel, we don't know we exist. Don't ever tell me that a squirrel knows it exists. It doesn't. So many of you live in a hypnotic state that you are not living your own life. And you don't know you're not living your life. You're living somebody else's life. And so your mother, and your great-grandmother, and your great-grandfather, all the same. They die having never lived. But they thought they were living. But that living was so dangerous and so upside down, back to front, so trending to the dark side of the force, that people died early. Agony. And now, do you think more is best? No, more is best. Now, more can be best. More can be good for you. But there's a right way to have more. There's a right way to be right and a wrong way to be right. And come back and I'll walk you through all this.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Please support the program. Thank you. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Thank you. Thank you, those of you who have been doing it for years. Years and years and years and years. And my name's Roy Masters. And I want to try to get you to understand that civil war is going to be coming. But I don't know how many days it was. Is 16 days now at this point? What's the date today? You see, no, I can't. I can't take my iPhone because I turned it off. But what is it? Monday 24th, yes. So it's about 16 days, isn't it? Yeah. But you only got 16 days to save your country. And your country is divided. But I've predicted that. Now, there was something on Fox that they captured. I just caught the words, and in that little piece of information, which was sort of cleverly brought to the surface, I caught the words, irritate them and let them fight you back, or words like that. And I said, they know what they're doing. They're intimidating. Expect intimidation so that they upset you sufficiently to make you make the first move in the Civil War. I'm saying to you, I know you got guns, but if you've noticed with a certain candidate that violence is being used and paid for a special reason, and for a special reason, the person is saying, don't react to it. He knows, or she knows, he knows what they're doing. So that's very important that you should know that. You know, how do you get there?
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yeah, what do you do to somebody you love? Have the courage to speak up to them. Correct? How many of you have the courage to speak up to somebody? Your boss, your wife, your children. And how many are just bullies? So the only way you can speak up to them and correct them is not being correct yourself, not doing it. In other words, you have to be, if you're going to correct somebody, you have to really expect to be labeled a bully and to upset people, because people don't see how wrong they are. They don't understand they're living another life. And you're listening to me. I'm asking you, what kind of problem you got? Anxiety? Everybody's got anxiety, right? What kind of feelings have you had? What is your addiction? Is it gambling? Is it eating? Is it drugs? Is it sex? Is it stamp collecting? Is it money? You think all that is going to make you better? No. Never. No. Those parties, you can have those as long as you don't give up your life for it. Now, you may not realize when you snort drugs that you are giving your life to the beast. But you feel like the beast loves you. He rises to the occasion of your needs, so you see evil as good. So the dope pusher is basically evil. But he's not really evil. He's lost his way. He's been degraded. And he sees there's only just winners and losers. So he's going to be a winner, and you're going to be the loser. And the loser will love the winner. The one that gets the drugs, one who hungers for the drugs, and the pusher with the pushover, and he gives them the good feeling, which is addictive, because he's got the wrong God. Do you understand? The whiskey bottle and the drugs and the money and the car becomes contaminated because you're drawing a sense of worth for it. Now, if you can enjoy the car, but I remember the first time. I remember, maybe 50 years ago, maybe longer than that. The board of directors bought a car for me, and it had a top that you could take off, you know, just wasn't that fancy, but he said, how do you feel? I said, I don't feel anything. I drove off, thank you. I don't have to have a feeling. And because of your feelings, good feelings or bad feelings, that you are no longer yourself. So if the devil can give you a good feeling, he'll own you. So you watch out for people who can give you good feelings. And then you watch out for the people who give you bad feelings. Because it robs you from being good. And you want to try to make yourself good, or you turn around and do to unto others what was done to you. And pretty soon you're standing in their shoes, or it could be your parents' shoes. But those who hurt you and those who love you, not knowing what love is, they want love when they give themselves to you. And if you fall for it, see, and you give them pleasure, let me say it again. It's very delicate. So person wants love. And he's lost what love is all about. He's looking for it, or she's looking for it. And you come along, and she's pretty, or he's nice, and he's very friendly, makes you feel good. Immediately you become attached to that person. And as long as he behaves that way, you'll do lots of things for him, not realizing you are becoming a slave. You understand that? When you discover you become a slave, it's a state called codependency. And so you love him, but you have to give more for that idea that you gives you the feeling. But he's taking something from you. So in order to hold on to the good feeling, you have to do what they want and like what they're doing and to want them to do more of it. And after a while, you begin to see that your life is all around that person. And pretty soon you feel uncomfortable. You feel full of anxiety. And then you start, this is something wrong with it. And you get angry at that person, but you don't say it outwardly. You still want to disturb what you've been getting. But you're secretly angry. And then one day he says, what are you angry about? Nothing. There is something there. But you, if it's a woman, that's to say a man or woman, then you're the one that's suffering like that. He's taking advantage of you. And pretty soon, you don't want to do it anymore. Pretty soon, the person that was giving you the feeling is angry. See? Because you're not doing it anymore. There's something's wrong. So, but he's become addicted to you giving of yourself to them. There it goes, round in a circle. All right. Now, we're going to have another hour. How about a person calling me about that? Or very close to it. Okay. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Right back. Okay, please, ladies and gentlemen, don't let me sweat here. We've got 15 days to stop a civil war. It's going to happen. It doesn't matter who wins. It's going to happen. You've got to be very careful. Keep your powder dry. And you have to learn intimidation, how to deal with the intimidation that's coming down, and hold your ground. You win by not losing your cool. There's a time when you'd have to take a stand. But we'll talk about that when we come back.